An Alliance man has received the maximum sentence after being found guilty of sexual assault of a child. 59-year-old Lawrence Rupp was sentenced Tuesday to life in prison by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni on charges of rape and gross sexual imposition. Two other alleged victims elected not to take part in the case. Rupp was arrested in September. Investigators said he engaged in sexual conduct with a female child several times a week, beginning when the victim was age 3. A jury convicted Rupp last week. A crash in southern Stark County took the life of a Coshocton man. The Highway Patrol says 28-year-old Alex McPeak was flown to Akron City Hospital after the crash, which occurred just before 3 Monday afternoon. He died at the hospital. Troopers say McPeak failed to yield at a stop sign at State Route 212 and Route 21 in Bethlehem Township. His vehicle was hit by a pickup pulling a trailer. A passenger in McPeak's vehicle was taken to Mercy Hospital. The driver of the pickup was not hurt. A passenger was taken to Mercy. The crash is under investigation. The Stark County Board of Elections has certified the results of the May 5th primary. Turnout of 62,522 voters was 25.6%, more than double the turnout of last May's primary. No results were changed, and no races fell within the half-percent margin to trigger an automatic recount. The board will meet June 5th to certify the post-election audit of a randomly selected race and polling locations. Lake Township voters will decide this November on two new fire district tax levies approved by township trustees. The levies would add 2.5 mils and 2.75 mils over 5 years to help support fire and EMS operations. Trustees say the additional funding is needed to maintain service levels and cover operating costs. During Friday's meeting, trustees also approved a new cybersecurity policy, authorized repairs to a township dump truck, and said the new pickleball courts are expected to open by mid-July after weather delays. An Akron man has been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison in connection with a fentanyl overdose death in Ravenna. 43-year-old Gene Hill pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and drug trafficking. Prosecutors say he supplied the fentanyl that killed 31-year-old Tyrese Luttrell in January 2024. Luttrell was found overdosing at his home, was treated by first responders, but died 2 days later. The judge handed down the sentence in Portage County Common Pleas Court. A man will spend more than a decade in prison after pleading guilty in connection with a shooting at the home of a former Portage County judge. 28-year-old William Hale Jones pleaded guilty to felonious assault and discharging a firearm into a habitation and was sentenced to 11 to 12 and a half years. Investigators say he helped drive the shooters who fired into John Plow's home while he, his wife, and grandson were inside. Westbound I-76 near Lake Milton was briefly shut down Tuesday morning during what officials called a police incident involving a mental health crisis. ODOT says all westbound lanes were closed just beyond State Route 534 around 10 a.m. as first responders gathered on a bridge. The Highway Patrol tells WFMJ-TV the person involved was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Traffic was moving again before 11 a.m. A mobile home fire in Smith Township is under investigation after breaking out Tuesday morning. Firefighters from Sebring and Alliance were called just before 9 to the 9500 block of Bandy Road. Officials say the person inside escaped before fire crews arrived. Flames reached the roof, but most of the damage was contained inside the home. Austin Town Police have released details of a fatal shooting May 13th. 30-year-old Zachary Fisher was shot to death in the so-called domestic incident at New Road and Lori Drive. WKBN-TV reports police say a vehicle Fisher was driving was involved in a crash with a car driven by his ex-girlfriend. After the collision, Fisher reportedly exited his vehicle with a gun and got into a physical altercation with a woman. A male passenger in her car fired once, striking Fisher. He later died at St. Elizabeth Health Center. The incident is being considered a case of self-defense, but remains under investigation. A man has been arrested after a shooting early Tuesday on Youngstown's south side. Police say the incident happened around 4 in the 800 block of East Midlothian Boulevard, where a woman was shot in the stomach. She is now in stable condition. Authorities identified the suspect as 27-year-old Jonathan Gregory. He was booked into the Mahoning County Jail on a felonious assault charge. A former resident who says she escaped a deadly explosion at downtown Youngstown's Realty Tower only moments before the blast has filed a lawsuit against the companies involved. Ashaya Simmons is suing Enbridge and Greenheart Companies. The suit filed in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court claims her family lost their home, belongings, income, and suffered emotional trauma after the May 2024 natural gas explosion that killed one person. The lawsuit alleges the companies failed to properly identify and secure an active gas line before crews cut into it. The two people killed in an Akron plane crash earlier this month have been identified. The Summit County Medical Examiner says 38-year-old flight instructor Colin Albee of Texas and 38-year-old pilot David Garcia of Indiana died when their small plane crashed into a home on Canterbury Circle May 14th. Investigators say the aircraft was on a training flight and attempting to land at Akron Fulton Airport when it went down. The homeowner and his children escaped without injury. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.